like his fisher of men business, Jazz.
You want to be a fisher of men?
Yeah, because I read it in the Bible. It says, you catch them, I'll clean them.
Oh, really?
I like that. My kind of fishing.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than library toilet paper. It's better than a really cheap ice scraper. It's better than eating Syrian bean caper. It's better than winter up in Juneau.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, I guess anything's better in winter than Juneau, you know?
Juneau?
Yeah. Alaska.
No, I don't know.
Juneau, Alaska?
Juneau, I don't know. No, no.
It's a state.
No, I don't know.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what was that first thing he said?
Huh?
What was that first thing he said?
Library toilet paper.
Yeah. Is library toilet paper different?
Yeah, it's like single Scotch brand stuff that you can see through.
There's no such thing as single ply toilet paper. That's...
You know what that is? That's double ply toilet paper, but you got to just get twice as much.
Yeah. Yeah, who are you fooling? You're not fooling anybody. Yeah.
You're not saving any money.
No,
because we're going to double it up anyway.
It's just wrong, man.
We ought to have toilet paper talk because there's at one extreme, you have that stuff that has no, first, it has no grippage, right? I mean, there's no, it's like notebook paper. Okay.
It's college rule.
Is what?
College rule.
College rule, yeah. And on the other extreme, you got quilted.
Yeah.
I don't want quilted. Quilted for his pleasure. What are you talking about, quilted?
Which is put together by Quakers.
Yeah. There's a bunch of old women sitting in a room. This is going to make somebody a nice piece of toilet paper. I mean, and the commercials are gross with the bear and the thumb. It's just gross.
Oh, there's a joke I can't even tell.
I know. The best toilet paper in the world is a rabbit.
Hey, Bunny Rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't tell.
You can't tell the joke.
No.
You only tell the punchline.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey.
Sure, what?
Speaking of discriminating against things.
Are we talking about that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What?
I thought we did a whole show on toilet paper.
No.
Okay. Because it also makes scented toilet paper. That's just weird. That's just flat out stupid weird.
You can't have that because some people are allergic to scents, apparently.
Some people's butts?
No. No, they're olfactory.
Oh, this is like a cinnamon?
They're
like if you had cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad.
You're right.
Because I've heard that people, you wouldn't want somebody to get a rash. You should have seen him gingerly taking a drink because he was afraid it was
come out my nose, yeah.
Just waiting for the. What's, is he going to say something funny? I'm going to take a drink. He's going to say something funny. I couldn't think of anything funny enough to say to get you to
blow chunks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least water.
Uh huh. Well, hey.
Speaking of discrimination,
the other day, I got into the truck.
Yeah.
And the, I don't remember what station it was,
90.5.
90.5 was on the radio,
which is a Christian talk station.
Yeah. And I think I think you left it on that.
Nope.
Didn't?
Nope.
I don't know why it was on. The Lord was telling me something.
You need to listen to 90.5.
Yeah. And anyway, these guys on there were talking about a bill that is going through right now. It's created by Barney Frank. I don't know who Barney Frank is. He sounds like a character off of Andy Griffith.
He's probably a senator or something.
Yeah, probably so. Anyway, it's a Homosexual Protection Act, and what it basically
are they
is,
endangered?
That's good. No, I don't think that's the point of it. I think it was more geared towards the fact of providing protection in the workplace for homosexuals that are discriminated against.
Oh.
So, like, to give you an example, let's say that someone shows up to apply for a job and you find out in an interview that they're homosexual and you decide not to hire them. Then they...
How would you find out in an interview they're homosexual?
I have no idea. But then they would be able to...
It's a fair question.
Sue based on the fact that you discriminated them based on their sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Or, better example is, you hire someone maybe for a church position or whatever, and you find out later that they're homosexual.
Okay.
And you say, well, that can't happen here. Yeah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And you let them go. Well, then they're protected. They have, they can sue.
They can sue the church?
For discrimination. No, I'm not, I'm not using the church as an example. I mean, that's just one of those ones. Yeah, it's a good example, but it's one of the most extremes that I can think of. These guys were talking about this, and as they were going through, one of the things that I thought was interesting was that it was Christian Talk Radio, but I was really disappointed, not by their position so much as the way that they were delivering it, because they weren't really talking about loving the person and hating the sin. They weren't really talking about the fact that these people, that they need to be ministered to,
uh-huh.
That they need to be let know.
There was no love.
It was all, us and them, we and they, and it was a very much of a conspiratorial tone to it. There was a lot of talk about homosexual activists, like they were going to be dropping from the ceiling on rappelling ropes and stuff.
Gay people?
Yeah. Yeah, gay rappelling rope people, and it was a little disappointing. And then they made a lot of broad sweeping statements and things, and they even, like I said, they gave conspiratorial examples of things, like people who they said, well, what? And maybe this is a valid argument. I don't know. They made things like, what if someone, they just go and they interview just so that you can turn them down, just so they can say, you discriminated on, against me based on, because I'm a homosexual.
Right.
And I was like, well, yeah, I guess that could happen, And maybe they exist in an environment different than what I walk around in, because I don't walk around in that environment. Maybe in Washington there's ninja homosexuals. I don't know.
Oh yeah, don't I look good in black?
I don't know. I mean, covert homosexuals.
Nothing terrifies me more.
They make Watergate runs in the middle of the night. I don't know. Nothing terrifies you more than homosexual ninjas.
I'm mildly upset by that thought.
I can't think of anything to go with that. It's just hilarious all by itself.
Worries me, but listen. I understand.
You completely derailed, didn't you?
I am. I can't think now.
Well, while you're trying to think, I want to say one
flashing
thing.
Ninjas.
One side note is the guy says, he says he made some kind of statement, and he said the trite. Oh, I can't. What he was really trying to say was something. He was trying to say a cliche statement. Okay. Something that's said all the time. But he said, not to use the trite statement. And then he said the statement. I can't remember what it is. And as I was listening, I was like, to me, to say something is trite.
And then to say it?
Is trite. To say it's trite is trite. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Saying something is trite is trite. It's
That's a really that's a weird statement.
Yeah. So don't say things are trite, because it's trite to say things are trite.
Or not. What I hate is when they say, not to
be trite, and then
not to be trite, and then say it.
Yeah,
that's
don't to be trite then.
or not to use an old cliche, but.
Oh, and so one of the other things. Sorry,
but you are using an old cliche.
I want to throw these.
What I'm saying, not to use an old cliche.
The other thing that I want to throw in here is that in the beginning of the conversation, the guy started off, let off by saying that this bill was out there and that it was threatened to provide protections to homosexuals in the workplace. And
it threatened homosexuals with protection?
No, it threatened to give them protection in the workplace. And he said, which is, you know, homosexuality is contrary to the beliefs of the Christian faith. And he says, and other religions as well. And I'm thinking,
just in case that's not enough for you.
And I'm thinking, no. You don't need to be bolstered by any other religions. You don't need to point to Buddhism and say, and they don't believe in it either. No. You have the Almighty. You have the Creator of the universe. You have the one and only the I Am.
Yes.
Behind you.
Yes.
He has your back. Yes. You don't need to point.
You don't need to pull in Buddha.
You don't need to pull in Buddha. You don't need to point to any other religions and say they do it too. It's not necessary. And it devalued his position.
Yeah. And Mickey Mouse too. He didn't like it. just throwing that in there.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Jesus Christ says no.
And Goofy says no too.
And Goofy said no too.
So there we go. What do you got now? I got two pair. What do you got?
But you're right in the devalue part. It's like if you said it's just like that. If you said Jesus Christ said it and some other imaginary characters said it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Jesus Christ is real and imaginary, and you can't.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like they let their emotions get the best of them.
It was very disappointing.
Now I agree with their stance. Okay.
Which part?
That the laws cannot be passed. We're in deep hooey if that law gets passed.
We're deep single ply toilet paper.
There is an incredible value in being able to own a Christian business or being able to run a Christian business and being saying, I'm going to only hire employees. And not just Christian. I mean, for the sake of this argument, it is Christian. Okay, business. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to hire people who have the same principles and values that I have. The same principles and values I want to run my company with. Yes. And what you're saying here is we're going to limit the principles and values that you're able to hire people. You know, and that's what I mean. Is this discrimination? For instance, another example is that the Boy Scouts were renting a building in downtown Philadelphia, and it was owned by the city. And they were renting it for $1 a year. Okay. And they'd been doing this for a long time.
Wow.
But the city recently canceled their lease because they discriminate against gays. That's not discrimination. That's saying these are our principles and values. If you don't hold these principles and values, then you don't get to be part of our organization. You don't get to, you know, these are principles and values that we go by.
There are plenty of other organizations out there. Go to be one of those.
Sure. This happens to be an organization that goes by Christian principles and biblical values. And for you to come in here and say, okay, I'm gay and I'm going to have a Boy Scout troop. No, we don't agree with that Christian principle. You can't be a Boy Scout leader if you have that, if you do not hold to this principle that homosexuality is immoral.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think it's discrimination. I think it's simply a difference in values. And we should be entitled to, right? We should be entitled to hire and run our companies based on the values that we set forth.
Mm-hmm.
Values and principles that we set forth.
I completely agree with that. However. Okay. I was in the Marines from 90 to 95, which was the height, beginning of and probably the height of don't ask, don't tell. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which, for anybody who doesn't know what that means, let me break it down. It basically means don't ask, we won't ask, and you don't tell.
You can be gay, just don't let us know about it.
You can be gay, but don't let us know about it. You can come in.
Or we'll kick you out.
You can come in, you can go through the training, you can serve and, you know, side by side, you can take the same risk of life and limb, you can do all the things that everybody else does, So long as we don't find out that you're homosexual, if we find out that you're homosexual, we're going to dishonorably discharge you and kick you out. And dishonorably discharging someone follows them around for the rest of their life. Now, I knew men in the service.
When you say you knew.
I mean, I knew of.
Okay. Just clarifying.
I didn't hang around in a little gay.
Because I don't go by the don't ask, don't tell. I'll ask.
I didn't hang around in the little gay sailor bars, okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying I knew of.
Okay.
Two men in particular, that one that I went to electronics school with, and the other one that I served with in Okinawa, mm-hmm. and I found out that they were homosexual, mm-hmm. and to me it did not matter, because these people, like I said, went through the same training, took the same oath, took the same risks, mm-hmm. as everybody else, and did a job that didn't falter in their job. They performed the same duties as everybody else, and they got promoted just like everybody else. And you know all these things. Okay, fine. I have no problem working side by side with these people, but for them to be singled out based on that one characteristic and then thrown under the bus, essentially. You know,
yeah,
dishonorably discharged and then you know, and thrown out. Was wrong, you know. It was, in my opinion, it was wrong.
Why?
It was wrong because, like I said, they did it the same thing that everybody else did. They served. They took the same risks, uh-huh. you know. And
so, I guess my question is: does the military have the right to say that in this particular branch of the service, we wish to have the people in this service operate under a set of principles and morals?
I think you'd have to say that they probably do, because they do get rid of people who take drugs, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't say that they get rid of people if they have gambling problems or drinking problems, mm-hmm. or things like that. I mean,
let's forget the moral aspect. Mm-hmm. Let's just go with principles with. Divorced from morals. Let's say, do they have the right to say we want brave?
That we want brave people?
Brave people. You know, you might not be brave when we get you, but mm-hmm. we're going to train you to be brave, and this is a principle we're going to instill in you.
Mm-hmm. That's something they can test?
I don't know. I'm just saying, do they have a principle to say, hey,
quantify it somehow?
We want you to be courageous. We want to instill courage in you and bravery.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Okay. Self-reliance.
Yep.
Fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word where you do the job completely? You know, you don't stop before it's finished. You know, whatever that word. What's the word I'm looking for? The point is, they do have the
thorough discipline.
They do have the authority to instill certain principles, but you're saying that one particularly doesn't relate to the job. That one in particular does not relate to them doing their job.
What's the principle?
Being gay, you know, being straight. Mm-hmm. Being straight does not, you don't need to be straight to do this job. You may need to be brave. You may need to be courageous. You may need to be thorough. You may need to be
right.
These other things, these other principles.
Right.
But what does this principle have to do with you getting the job done?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
I think so, if I understand your question properly.
And that's in the military.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's more of a petri dish sort of thing.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's up to the, to me, that's up to the military.
Sure.
To decide.
Sure.
Wasn't really decided by the military, but okay.
Yeah.
It was decided by the government. It's a government organization. But to move out into the business world, mm-hmm. and the government to dictate to the business world, mm-hmm. what principles it can use to hire employees is, to me, completely wrong.
Right. Right. And I don't, like I said, I agree with you.
Even if you don't need that principle to do a particular job, if I am running a company that takes pills from a big bottle and puts them in a little bottle, mm-hmm. you don't need to have the principle of not being gay to do that.
Right. But here's the thing. I agree with you, and here's why. Because we don't need to legislate. Okay, these types of things. When we get into the problem with creating rules for things is that we get ourselves in the point where we begin to twist how people really act. OK, Okay, so you make a, let's say you make a rule, nobody can be out after dark. Okay, mm-hmm. Well then people begin to do things differently than they normally would, and then that creates some other situation over here, and then you start to make a rule. Well, that you can't do this certain thing that you're doing now, so they make this other rule, which sort of bends everything back this other direction. Mm-hmm. And then you keep making rules on top of rules on top of rules until eventually you've got this, you have this twisted behavior that has nothing to do with the fact that people should be doing, they should be doing the right thing versus the wrong thing. Now it becomes, they're trying to do all these legal things.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many rules. There's the whole concept of a laissez-faire. What was it? Laissez-faire, where you're hands-off, And that really is sort of the best rule for things. Now, we've seen instances of that
abuse.
Where it didn't...
There's abuse.
Well, we've seen instances of that where it didn't bear itself out. Like, when we had civil rights, let's talk about
that for a minute. The difference between discrimination of race, mm-hmm. and discrimination of sexual orientation, which is what they like to call it.
Well, we had discrimination based on race,
right.
and that did not bear itself out into a positive end. Okay, and it got to the point where you had to step in and make rules in order to.
Think that there are people that said they didn't need to do that?
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Well, what's the difference between discriminating against somebody for their race versus discriminating against somebody because of their sexual orientation?
Well, one can make a choice and one can't.
Some people will say they were born gay.
Some people will say they were born gay. And I don't have any kind of...
And I will disagree with them until the day I die, and
really?
Here's why.
Okay.
You may have been born...
Still a decision.
You may have been born
from
the get-go of having a natural tendency to being attracted to men. But you weren't born gay. You weren't able to be gay until you were 12. Okay?
Okay.
When I say gay, I mean homosexual. You weren't able to sleep with another man until a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're attracted to something, mm-hmm. doesn't mean you have to fulfill it.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, to me, it is a choice.
Yes.
But when you're born black, you're black.
Yeah.
When you're born white, you're white.
That's right. Yeah, you can't choose to be one of the other. Well, you can be Michael Jackson, but that's a whole weird
sort of thing. Let's not go there, okay? There's an exception to every rule.
So, I can see. I know where you're going. I see what you're saying. And I agree. I don't know where that leaves us.
That leaves us at gay Latino disco.
Oh, sweet.
Do we want to say that for the next show?
Yes. Just because that's the perfect cliffhanger to any show, no matter
what it is.
What it is.
All right. Well, I promise to tell you the story of my gay Latino disco.
Sweet.
When we pick this back up tomorrow, and it won't be as heavy as this show.
Yeah.
No.
Well, good, because this show's weighing me down, man.
Yeah, it was kind of, but we had to get that out. That's been bottled up inside me since I heard those stories.
Yeah. All right. Well, be sure to come over to the
what?
To the website, because we've got
we've got
over 800 shows out there. 800 shows. It's insane.
It's in crazy.
In the membrane. What?
It's in crazy.
In crazy. It is in crazy. 800 shows. 800 plus shows. So.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I look at it all the time. Every week I post shows. We have 800 plus shows.
What are we? Don't we have something better to do with our time?
What do you think?
800. What is 800 times 20?
A lot. It's like. 800 times 10 would be 8,000, and times 2 would be 16,000.
16,000 minutes of wasted time. That's 16,000 minutes we will never get back.
Let's do some quick math here. 16,000 minutes. 16,000 minutes divided by what? 60 minutes?
60.
60 minutes.
How many hours
is that? 266 hours.
Divided by 24.
Divided by 24. It's 11. 11. What? I can't be right. I did the math wrong. Wait, 800 shows times what?
20 minutes.
20 minutes a show.
16,000.
They're longer than that. What? Ow, wait, 800. Oh, not divided by. 20 minutes. Sorry. 16,000 divided by what? 60 minutes?
60.
I'm doing this wrong. I think that's wrong.
No, that's right. That gives you hours.
266. What was the other one?
Divided by 24. It's 11. 11 days.
Oh, it's 11 full days.
Yeah. 24-hour days.
Oh, I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 11 days straight.
So, yeah, it's straight. But if you slept it, if you only did it for 12 hours a day, that'd be 22 days.
Wow. It seems like it'd be more than that, because we've been doing it for several years. But
bottom line, we could have done this entire body of work in 11 days.
Yeah.
Oh, 22 days. 22 days.
We'd have done it straight. We'd have done it straight.
That doesn't count crunching time and building the website and posting the shows and all that.
No. There's more.
There's more, a lot more wasted time than what actually shows up on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well. Good to know.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate you guys listening to all 800 shows, which I know you have. And if you haven't, you can buy the DVD if you want to. Because they're not out there anymore.
No, not all of them.
No.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
I haven't said Biles Candiles yet, Skeeter Pie. Okay, Biles Candiles.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.